This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We almost forgot we had a show today because me and Christine were doing a whole bunch of research on food stuff and food preparation. Well, I was. And then, Chris was as distracted as I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have
many things to do here at the station.
We have so many things to do that we got a little bit distracted. Anyway, ladies and gents, welcome to the show. We'll be talking about, professions that you trust today. Radio hosts, somewhere up there high on the spectrum, I'd imagine. But which of these professions would you say you trust the most and why? Is it teachers? Is it doctors and medics? Is it law enforcement? Or is it something else? And the reason that we're talking about this is because the pandemic has changed public sentiment as well as the way we view different professions.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst teachers used to be the most trusted profession in Malaysia, that spot has now been taken by an equally important occupation. On the opposite end of the spectrum are the least trusted professions, and politicians seem to score quite highly on that list all around the world. Is that a surprise to you, Chris?
Not really, no.
No, me neither. A recent survey conducted by market analyst Ipsos showed that doctors are the most trusted profession in Malaysia, surpassing teachers, who held the top spot in 2019. And at the same time, Malaysians seem to trust politicians the least. The survey is titled Trust in Professions and showed that 68% of Malaysians considered doctors the most trustworthy professions in 2021, followed by teachers at 65%, scientists at 57%, armed forces at 52%, and judges at 49%. Now, the results aren't exclusive to Malaysia, though. Based on Ipsos's global survey, 64% of people around the world consider doctors the most trustworthy profession. Scientists came in second place with 61% and teachers in third with 55% on the global scale.
Yes, and according to Lars-Erik Lee, Associate Director of Ipsos's Public Affairs Department, a few things could explain the figures seen in this year's survey. As the country grapples with getting the pandemic under control, all sections of society are forced to play a part in the recovery process, and trust is a key ingredient in facilitating a response, hence the trust that ordinary people have in society's leading professions. And since more Malaysians have been interacting with the healthcare system than ever before, it's now reflected in doctors surpassing teachers as the most trusted profession. Now, what is equally interesting are the findings on the other end of the spectrum that show the least trusted professions in Malaysia and the world. Now, the survey found that, as you mentioned, politicians hold the lowest trust margin amongst the public, with only 19% of Malaysians considering them trustworthy. The second and third lowest trusted professions are ministers at 24%, and just above them, advertising executives at 26%.
Ooh.
Yes. Now, these sentiments were reflected all around the world, with politicians holding a tiny 10% trustworthiness rating, followed by ministers with 14% and advertising executives with 15%. So that's very little trust there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Lars, this is likely due to the ongoing political crises as well as the management of the pandemic as well, saying similar to healthcare professionals, politicians and government ministers have been visible faces throughout the pandemic, but without reaping the same benefits in terms of trust in their profession.
Now, we also wanted to point out a few of the findings that we thought were very interesting. Bankers, TV news readers, lawyers and, quote, ordinary men and women made the most trusted professions list, while business leaders and journalists are some of the least trusted professions in the world. I don't think we need to explain why that hurts us on a personal level, somewhat, since we share the same field and all. But what's interesting is that TV, and we're hoping radio newscasters, are regarded as highly trustworthy, despite also being in the field of media and journalism, of course. Now, since we have a few questions, we figured the best way to get some answers would be to go straight to the source. So after the break, we'll be getting in touch with Lars-Erik Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Associate Director of Ipsos Malaysia Public Affairs, to expand on the findings of the Trust in Professions 2021 survey. But, we are asking you, Which of these particular professions would you say you trust the most and why? Is it teachers? Is it doctors and medics? Is it law enforcement or something else? Let us know if you want to over on Twitter and get voting over there at BFM Radio, of course. And if you want to, get us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on. Quick break with some music to go into the break. It's Morrissey with The More You Ignore Me here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Blues, folk, metal. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking to you about professions today and which ones you find the most trustworthy. The pandemic has changed public sentiment as well as the way we view different professions. Teachers used to be the most trusted profession. Now, not so much. It turns out that it is doctors and medical staff that are up there on the top of the list. Which of these professions would you say you trust the most and why? We are polling over on Twitter, which is at BFM Radio. The numbers so far, 66% of you are in line with what Ipsos are saying, and it's doctors and medics. Teachers are down at 18% with others, something else. And we asked you what those others were. A few responses. How Sure has said Bomber, because they're really willing to do anything to rescue people in difficult situations. Your house got a beehive, got a snake, got a crocodile, got an animal on top of the tree that can't get down. You get lost in the jungle, and of course your fire. They'll come just a call away. Cece has also sent us a message, right, Chris?
Yes, so Cece also agrees that it's Bomba. And I quote, "When people have body parts trapped in some metal things, you trust them to free you from the metal traps." And I hope there's not a personal story behind that, because that sounds mildly terrifying.
Indeed.
Yes, we also have a quote tweet here from my sire who says, "I'm not surprised at all the results. I voted doctors as the person I trusted the most. The rest, law enforcement comes a low second, followed by others, trusted colleague, family, friends, and teachers."
CK as well says, "Teachers, because it's the only profession that are not trying to make a quick buck out of you."
Ooh.
That's cheeky.
Harsh.
A little bit of a spicy meatball there. Right, of course, we wanted to get another opinion of this. And, you know, who better to hear it from than the horse's mouth, so to speak? It is Lars Eric Lee, Associate Director of Ipsos Malaysia Public Affairs, to expand on these findings. Now, Lars, were you surprised by the findings from this study at all?
That's surprising. So we have been tracking trust in professions going back to 2018. And it's kind of a clear pattern that has been consistent, not only in Malaysia, but in countries across the world as well. So among the most trusted professions, doctors, scientists, teachers, they always tend to be top three in most countries. So it's not just in Malaysia that we see that. Say in the case of doctors and teachers, you know, these are professions associated with care, whether it's for the sick or, you know, whether it's for our children. And in the case of scientists, I think in most cases they will be seen as impartial communicators of facts, you know, rather than having another agenda. On the other side of the spectrum, trust in politicians tend to be the lowest in virtually all countries. So some professions as well, it's more variation between countries. And I think a good case in point is the police. So in Malaysia, trust in the police is fairly high. We also see in other countries with high public trust that trust in the police is generally high. But in countries, say, with a history of internal conflict, some examples would be Mexico, Colombia, South Africa, for example, trust in police is particularly low. So a lot of more variation there.
Okay. And do you think doctors swapped places with teachers because schools were generally closed for the last, 18 months?
Okay, so I think this actually speaks more to the elevated position of doctors in the past 18 months and the healthcare system in general than it necessarily say about teachers, you know, the fact that they have a switched position. So doctors and healthcare workers in general have played a very important role as part of the pandemic response. Of course, much more people have been in contact with the healthcare system than what they used to before. And I think in any country, kind of the heroes of the frontline workers during the pandemic. We kind of seen the healthcare workers and doctors in a prominent position. So we relied on the healthcare system like no other time in history of us alive today. And I think that is what we see when doctors are seen as the most trusted profession.
Lars, it's interesting that TV news readers are ranked fairly highly at 42%, whilst journalists fall in the bottom eight over at 32%. Why do you think that is, considering they're both, you know, part of the media?
So I think it has quite a lot to do with the medium itself. So we did a study a couple of years ago at Ipsos on trust in media, which showed that among all the different media, TV and radio tend to be the most trusted news source in Malaysia, ahead of, say, print newspapers and quite far ahead of online news media. So I think another factor in Malaysia as well is that there's not so much polarization in the TV media landscape. So everyone in Malaysia will have access to a similar set of TV channels with kind of similar editorial lines, unlike in some other countries where you have a more of a separate ecosystems of TV news channels, which catering to different segments of the population. So another thing is that I think journalist is now a term that is used more broadly, and especially when it comes to online news journalism, they may operate in a fragmented landscape where this kind of is kind of a more blurry line than before between, you know, what is a journalist, what is more of a blogger or a person sharing their opinions. But I think with TV news readers, there's kind of no doubt where you have them, right? So I think that can probably explain some of the difference there.
All right, Lars, stick on the line for us, will you? Please, we're going to take a short break. A little bit of the Beatles up next with a little help from my friends. When we come back, some updates on the poll that we are running over on Twitter at BFM Radio. Which of these professions would you say you trust the most and why? Is it teachers? Is it doctors and medics? Is it law enforcement? Or is it something else? Do let us know. You can also get us via WhatsApp on 018-789-8899. Yap. Lee Ling did, and we'll speak about their message in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking about professions today and trustworthy professions. As we know, the pandemic has changed public sentiment as well as the way we view different professions. Some people more trustworthy than others, according to perception. It used to be teachers were the most trusted profession, but they have now slowly moved down the list, and it is doctors and medical staff that have moved up there to the top of the list. Of course, largely due to our interaction with them during the pandemic. And your results over on the poll seem to kind of reflect that as well, with 66% of you almost saying that it's doctors and medics you trust the most, 18.6% of you saying it is teachers, 1.6% of you saying law enforcement, and 14% of you saying something else. The other responses were Bomba, of course, which came up there quite a few times. We've had some messages via WhatsApp as well. We'll get to those in a second. Yap Lee Ling jumped in and said, look, even doctors aren't trustworthy if they don't continuously update their knowledge in their own practices and aren't open to learning new things. Teachers, it depends. As a mature student, I openly question my teacher's judgments and if they do not back their actions and thoughts with sensible reasonings. Just because someone is deemed authoritative doesn't mean we should listen and follow blindly. Completely agree with you on that. Thank you very much for the message. Again, if you want to get in touch just before we wrap up, let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. The voting is still happening over on Twitter at BFM Radio. We still have Lars Eric Lee on the phone with us. He's an associate director of Ipsos's public affairs department, the people behind the very survey that we are talking about. Chris, do you want to pick up with Lars?
Yes, so thank you very much for staying on the line with us. Now, ad executives we saw fall very low on the scale at 26%. Why is that? And what can brands and companies do to address these trust issues?
Okay, so I think, first of all, we just need to be clear that the lack of trust does not necessarily equal distrust. So even though as few as 26% say they trust AdXX, the share who distrust is pretty similar at 27%. So basically what this means is that about half Malaysians have a more neutral sentiment. So they neither trust nor distrust AdXX. So secondly, the purely private sector professions such as AdXX tend to come out slightly lower than more maybe socially acknowledged roles, which are associated with providing a service to society. You know, the category we talked about earlier, such as, say, a doctor or a teacher or a scientist. So to summarize that, I don't think we need to single out AdXX in particular as a distrusted profession, but more that, you know, they may have more to gain in terms of trust. I think that's pretty clear.
I wonder if our ad executive friends are listening right now. Yeah, we don't distrust you, but neither do most people trust you. Anyway, Lars, final question. Finally, government bodies and politicians seem to have some of the worst scores. Do you think that's solely pandemic driven? And is it even more prominent in Malaysia because of our political climate?
Okay, so in short, this is not really specific to Malaysia. So just like doctors, teachers, and scientists are trusted globally, politicians, whether it's outside or inside the government, tend to be the least trusted in almost every single country. So as far as the pandemic goes, the trust in politicians was low even before the pandemic. So I wouldn't say that this is pandemic driven per se. At the level of individual politicians, there might be some shifts as you know, different politicians have been in the spotlight during the pandemic period. But at the overall level, not much has changed really in terms of the trust in politicians. In general, also, politicians are always facing some challenges in the sense that they run for office on a clear agenda. But once they arrive in office, they are facing certain institutional constraints. You know, there may be various interests, multiple trade-offs that must be done. And these constraints are not necessarily so obvious to ordinary people or to voters who kind of look at the promise and the outcome. And whenever there's a misalignment of that, it impacts the trust. So these frictions, they will exist in any political system. And I think that's the reason why we see trust in politicians is quite low across countries with widely different political systems and culture.
Thank you very much for that, Lars. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up, Chris, isn't it? Thank you very much for your messages, though, but I will give you the final numbers. Let me just push this button here. Okay, so which of these professions would you say you trust the most and why? Over at 66%, I don't even need a drum roll for this, doctors and medics. 19% of you think teachers, 14% of you say others, whilst just 2% of you are down there with law enforcement. Thank you very much for your result, for voting in that. And nothing over on WhatsApp today. A little bit quiet over there, of course. Me and Chris, though, however, will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place at noon if you want to get in touch with us then. But don't go anywhere because a couple of things coming up. We have the Breakfast Grill replay at just after 1 o'clock with Chin Ying Long, the regional manager and director for ASEAN and SAGE, which is the South Asian Growing Economies at Oracle. So they're a software company, of course, and their regional managing director spoke on the Breakfast Grill this morning to share about the cloud market in the region, Malaysia's technology compatibility, as well as how the pandemic affected the company. And then at 1:30?
And then at 1:30, we have a special edition of Resource Centre. So as the National Trade Promotion Agency, MaTrade, wants to position Malaysia as a globally competitive trading nation by offering specialised services to Malaysian exporters, MaTrade is also often the first reference point for foreign importers, making it the perfect platform for business matching opportunities for Malaysian companies and foreign importers. In conjunction with Industrial Transformation Asia Pacific 2021, we spoke to Naim Abdul Rahman, Director of Malaysia External Trade Development Corporation, MaTrade, about Malaysia's potential as a global powerhouse within this ecosystem, as well as MaTrade's plans to engage with other global players through the Malaysian Pavilion at ITAP 2021.
That's all happening a little bit later on. Thank you very much for tuning in. Like I mentioned, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're signing off. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.